Heads of Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Thank you so much for being with us today. In season 9, we are talking about coupleships and the recovering coupleship, right? The title of our episode today is We Choose to Stay. Now what? We choose to stay. Now what? And I want to come from the perspective of both the recovering addict and the betrayed partner, right? It's really important that you look at every single episode we do this season from both parties' perspectives, because they are very different perspectives. So getting to a place of we choose to stay, that takes some time. That takes a lot of therapy. That takes a lot of interpersonal work to get to a grounded space where you can make a rational decision to stay in a relationship where so much damage has been done. Whether you're taking ownership of the damage done by your disease, or you are taking inventory of the damage that has been done. Really taking inventory of how much water is under that bridge. Right? It's very important that you are taking the time so that you can make a rational, grounded, wise-minded decision to stay. Because that choice means a lot of things. It carries a great deal of weight with it. Now, the caveat to that is it doesn't mean that you can't change your mind at any point. Of course you can, as new information flows in. But we're talking about, this is the information that I am working with. I have done my interpersonal work. I have done my trauma work. I have looked at the impact of my family of origin on self. I have looked at my negative core beliefs. I have looked at all the messages I received. I have looked at the way that this has shown up to erode who I am interpersonally, my self-worth, my self-respect. And I have looked at the ways that it has shown up in all of my relational patterns, how it shows up in my attachment style, and how it has shown up in this particular relationship. Once you have done that work, you can make a grounded decision where your nervous system is regulated and say whether you choose, which is a choice, to move beyond the pain, to move beyond the dis-ease, to move beyond what this addiction has taken from you and your partner. Okay? So choosing to stay is a little bit different from both parties, and I want to be clear that there's just some things to look out for. And from the perspective of the recovering addict, you want to make sure that you are not choosing to stay out of obligation, and that you are not choosing to stay because of the damage that your disease has done to this innocent party. Okay, that is not a good reason to stay in a committed relationship. Okay, so you want to be very mindful, very honest with self and your partner about that. Okay, this is not about the damage that has been caused, and the guilt and the shame that you carry for what your disease has done. This is about love. This is about noticing, recognizing, and caring for this person and their authentic self. Okay? It's not because they have stayed with you through the hardest times in your life. Okay? That is not why. It's because of who they are, and it's because you now empathize with them in a different way, and you see them. You know them. You respect them. Okay? It's not because you need them. It's not because of what they do for you. It's because you genuinely want them and that they increase the value in your life. Okay? It's because you don't ever want to be without them. Okay? Not in a codependent way, but in a way that feels that they enrich who you are and complement the person that you are. Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Kind of the same thing goes for the betrayed. But you want to make sure that you are not staying out of any type of belief that you can fix or change this person. Okay? They are going to be a new person in their recovery process. You want to make sure that you see this authentic new person in front of you, and that is the person that you are attracted to. That is the person that you love. That is the person that you can and choose to move forward with. Okay? Because once you choose to move forward, you are choosing this person, this new person. We had a previous episode called A New Kind of Love. You are choosing this new person to love in a new way, right? No, you are not choosing to forget everything that has happened. That would not be very productive. But you are moving forward in a way that says you can talk about all of that hurt, all of that injury, all of those wounds honestly and productively, right? You are building on a new foundation moving forward, a foundation of security, okay? A foundation of safety, a foundation where you feel very grounded when you are talking about your feelings, when you are talking about your needs, when you are talking about your desires, right? This is huge. This is huge. And so that's the now what part. Now what? I have chosen to build from this new foundation, a life with this person. So now what? I mean, like, you are really starting to work that out. You are dating this person. You are getting to know this person. You are enjoying this person. You are communicating with this person. You are having new sex with this person, right? You are finding out who you are mentally, emotionally, and sexually, and you are allowing them to experience that part of you. This can be so exciting. It can also be so overwhelming. Okay. And so you definitely want to make sure that you're having your regular check-ins, that you are talking on an emotional level, that you are actively practicing being vulnerable with one another. Okay. That you are both continuing to work interpersonally on self, and that you are regularly engaging in therapy as a couple. that's now what? You know, once you have established we're moving forward and we have decided we're also going to move forward together. Okay. Some people decide I'm moving forward and I'm not going to move forward with this partner. Okay. That's fine. That's your choice too. Right. That might be exactly what is going to allow you to live the best version of your life and fully respect it. But if you are in that space where you're like, I am moving forward and I am moving forward with this man, I am moving forward with this woman, I am moving forward with this individual, that's huge. Because this is an individual that, you know, in a lot of ways you already know and they're so familiar, and in other ways you don't know them at all, and that can be exciting and scary and fun and overwhelming. And so you want to make sure that you're moving through this process deliberately, intentionally, and communicating all along the way. And I do believe that those touch points on a daily basis, those check-ins once a week, and the groups that maybe you're attending, if you're going to church together, if you're going to a couples reintegration group, couples therapy, please continue to engage those things and be willing to engage them on a deeper and deeper and deeper level, because you deserve connection. That is the most important thing in this whole entire world. At the end of people's lives, that is what they talk about. That's all we want. That's all we need. That's all we crave on the deepest, deepest level is connection. And you want to share that with your partner, the person you spend the most time with, the person you're investing so much of yourself into. All right. So pour into that. We're here for it. We wish you like all the best in this continued process of recovery, both self-discovery and also the new discovery of your partnership, your coupleship, your marriage, your committed relationship. We're excited for all of the couples that are finding this and exploring this and experiencing this on a deep level. So we're here for it and we want to hear from you. And if you enjoyed this, if it gave you a spark of hope or a little bit of insight or a little bit more self-awareness, or just opened up a part of you, like, please comment. We want to hear about that. Review this podcast and share it with somebody that might benefit from it. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Bye for now. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health?
One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today.